How disappointing is it that Gary and Petra miss a game?
Very disappointing. I'm just, you know, sad for the young man. He's been doing well for us as far as communicating and controlling the coverages on the back end. And so for him to miss a game, I mean, he was definitely upset himself. So it's very.
Do you think this derails him, though, or can you envision him still ready to start the season?
Oh, he'll be ready. He'll be ready. You know, my thing is, I told the young man, you're a young fella, you should heal well. You were my age, of course, I'd be out for 6 months. But by him being young, I truly believe that he'll be ready to go. And, again, he's in there taking notes, and he's continuing to try to help all the other guys in the room as far as with the game plan, and et cetera. So I don't think it derails him at all.
What has he shown that's made him able to seize the starting job basically from day one,
You know what? The assertiveness. This kid has come in from day one. He's been able to go out and receive the calls that would come into the huddle, and he's able to go out and actually execute it and just being very firm with his calls, whether he's right or wrong. That's the one thing that he's shown from day one, is just being assertive and making the call and sticking to it.
Did you see the kind of jump from Landon that you were hoping for in the UFC?
Absolutely. So far, Landon has been a breath of fresh air versus the young man from last year, because he understands the defense a little more, being in his second year. So he's communicating, he's taking charge out there as well as Gary. So I'm very happy with Landon where he is.
Dave, he looks faster. How much of that is physically better conditioning? How much of it is knowing what he's doing?
I think it's the second part that you said, knowing what he's doing, because, of course, if you know what you're doing, you're going to actually be able to play faster. You're not going to be mentally constipated. And so the fact that he's able to go out and, just as Darian, being able to receive the call and actually executing it, knowing what he's doing, he's playing much faster. Another thing is Landon is taking care of his body. I mean, I think he's down to probably 7% body fat. Don't quote me on that, but I told him, I said, if you want to become one of the elite safeties in the league, you're going to have to at least get between 212 and 216. And he texted me this morning, funny, he said, coach, I'm at 216. I said, great, keep it up.
What was he at last year?
I can't recall exactly where he was, but I'm quite sure he was heavier than 216.
I think there was so much about Landon last year about being a, quote, box safety and not being able to cover. And he had his struggles that he admitted last year about some of the mistakes that he made. I'm just curious, has that remaking of his body a little bit, has that helped him in coverage, or do you think the knowledge helped as much as anything?
I think it's both. I think the fact that, you know, just talking about as far as his body, I think being able to play at a lighter weight has allowed him to have his change of direction more so than when you're heavier trying to plant and drive. It's with any athlete. I mean, the more weight that you're carrying and you're trying to plant and drive, it's going to be tough for that particular athlete to get in and out of cuts. There are some elite guys, you know, that can actually do it, but I think the fact that he trimmed some of his body fat, like I said, down to 7% body fat, that's pretty daggone good for a 215, 16, 18 pound man. And so, but then again, just as was mentioned earlier, just his mental, being able to know what to do and do it quickly and do it decisively is ahead of the ball. Yeah. I mean, if you can get that done before the snap actually happens and you understand formation and recognize what they're actually trying to do to you, that's going to give you a jump start for sure.
If Darian can't go against the Cowboys in a couple of weeks, you know, right now, who would
you? I have no clue right now. You know what? The thing is that the Nat Burhees and all the guys that we have that are actually ready to go, you know, they're all been tested, each guy. So I really don't know right now. I couldn't answer that question.
Well, do you feel, I mean, if Darian gets back on the field and is able to start the opener, I mean, he's a rookie. He's a third-round draft pick.
Yep.
Do you have any nerves or squeamishness that you've thrown a rookie out there?
Not at all. Landon, I went through it last year. Not at all. I mean, Landon came in last year as a second round pick, and he had to start, and he started every game, so not at all. I don't feel squeamish at all about starting a young guy. The best player is going to play, and right now, if he's the best player, which he has stepped up and he's taking the bull by the horn, he's ready to go. We have all the confidence in the world that he'll be our guy ready to go.
is it about him that, I don't know if he comes off more mature, if that's what happened, but what have you learned about him working with him so far?
You know, sometimes it's actually biblically, but if you don't say much, if you just kind of sit back and just let it go and look at what's going on and watch the other guys, sometimes you may seem smarter than actually what you really are. And so the thing is that Eli hasn't said much, and he's watching the veterans, and he's actually learning from what they're trying to teach him. And so maybe that's what you're seeing, is the fact that he's just calm. But again, this kid is coming from a big program. And so I contribute a lot of that to Ohio State. I mean, he's played in the big games. And so the fact that he's up here now going against, you know, NFL caliber players, I've told all the guys, you have to understand that they put on their pads just like you put on your pads. And so just because you see an emblem on the side of their helmet that may say the Jets or may say the Bills, you have to understand this is football. This is what you've done all your life, all your career. And so I truly believe this kid is going to be one of the great ones for us down the road.
What have you seen from Leon Hall?
You know, Leon is a smart veteran. He's a guy that is funny because he's a guy that can actually, you can tell him once and he knows exactly what you're talking about and he understands concepts. And the fact that he's a veteran player that's been playing in this NFL for the time that he's been in the league, 8, 9 years, whatever it is, I mean, he's seen a lot of the route concepts. So by him going back and seeing it from a deeper depth perception, it's actually been refreshing for himself. I mean, you ask him that, it's like, wow, you know, this is pretty cool. I can see exactly what's going on in front of me. And that's what you get when you're a safety. You're actually able to pull your eyes back and see it for what it is. And that's what you are. You're the safety. You have to at least keep everyone else safe. All right? You're the eraser. You're the guy that has to make things right. And so, but what I've seen from Leon is the fact that he's very smart and he's able to understand the concepts and he's vocal as well.
Dave, at the back end of that defense, how much does it help that the D-line has been fortified?
I tell you, I've been fortunate to be able to be around here when we've won 2 championships, and it starts up front. Coach McAdoo preaches that. It starts up front with the big guys, whether you're on the offensive side, whether you're on the defensive side, but it's definitely going to help us tremendously. I mean, with the new guys we have in here, OB and Darian, I mean, it's – I mean, snacks. I mean, these guys are doing the things that I've been, you know, used to in the past, and so we have that back.